Welcome to Short Time. It is Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you. Show 71.
71, buddy.
Sunday, June 11th, 2023. Getting a little bit closer to the official start to summer.
Love it.
I mean, there's always those warnings about the beach now, but I feel like, I may go to the beach in June, Dave, but I really don't go into the water until like July or August.
Right.
Like,
it
needs to be warm enough. Like, if I go in there and just dip my toes into the water, I'm like, oh, nope, I'm good.
Yep.
Because I like to go in there and swim around a little bit, go under the water, you know, just enjoy the water. But it's hard to go in there when it's like ice cold.
I have a question for you. So you work out good shape, right? You
yeah,
have a regular routine. There seems to be a lot of talk now about doing a cold plunge. You see that on your social media and the benefits of doing that. My question is, have you done something
that cryotherapy?
Well, it's no. Like, you get in the cold water, people go in there for a couple minutes, and it supposedly
invigorates. Yeah, like one of those, like, bath-looking things, right?
Yeah, I see. Everybody's talking about it now. Like, this is, like, the thing to do.
I feel like that's been in, like, a lot of athletes have done that, I feel like.
Right.
I feel like that's in, like, been in a lot of clubhouses where, you know, to,
inflammation,
like,
I guess?
Help out the muscles or whatever.
Okay.
Just, like, sit in, like, like almost like an ice bath, I think it is.
And it's funny, there's so many little companies out there that are advertising, like, people for you and I to have something like that. And it's like, you know, I get it. You get in that water, you're going to wake up quick. I
mean, I you're like, oh, you know, here like, we ooh. Go.
So when you were talking about, you know, the coldness of the water, the ocean, if you will, but I see a lot of people go in that direction with their own workouts or going in there for a couple minutes a day to invigorate or whatever's going on there. It seems to be a thing.
Yeah, there we go. I mean, hey, if it works for you, go for
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're not here to make recommendations. We're just saying that
ice bath, hot tub,
something's going on out
whatever,
there.
Whatever you need to help you recover.
Yeah, I guess so.
Just go for it.
Good point.
Well, Dave, you know what sometimes helps everybody recover? A little food.
Well, food is good.
And you know
what? Food works.
As we're getting everybody ready for summer, Dave and I have been certainly giving you your weekly dose of different food recipes and things to do in the summer. And of course, our love for the grill and what we could put on the grill, how to grill it, different restaurants, different bars to go to across the Jersey Shore. We've been highlighting some of the best in Jersey. Dave, I got another one for you this morning.
What do you got?
Best barbecue spots in New Jersey.
Barbecue spots. All right.
So,
okay.
I mean, it's got to be like that spot you go to where, you know, they're marinating the meat or dry rubbing the meat. They got it prepared all day, all afternoon. And then you go there for dinner, you're like, boom, there it is.
Boom, there it is.
That smoky smell to it. Like the kind where you go to a restaurant and you're like, I need ribs tonight or pulled pork or brisket or whatever else.
Right.
Where it's like, you got to get it.
Okay.
So, I mean, I tried to do a little bit of a deep dive here to try to find some of the best spots in New Jersey to go for where you're like, you know what? I'm craving some barbecue tonight. I don't feel like grilling myself. Give myself a night off. Here's some spots. So
hit it.
I tried to do some research here. No, and again, like we've done with some of these spots and everything, we're not ranking them from like one to whatever
list. It's a ranking of the different spots.
We're all
about
giving you options.
Options. Put it out there. Check it out, if you will.
Exactly.
There you go.
So, you know, they could all be ranked number one. There we go.
There it is.
All right. Well, let's see. Some of these look really good. Definitely want to get to them myself. Dave, you may have gone to some of them. Okay. So starting out here, Red, White, and Q Smokehouse.
Okay.
It's some Texas-style brisket there, Carolina-style pulled pork, St. Louis cut pork ribs. That's just for starters.
Just for starters. Okay.
Must go to place. It is in Greenbrook Township.
Greenbrook, okay.
So
I getcha.
Just mark that down if you're looking for some great
BBQ. I am
writing
all this down here. Okay.
Next up, Boss Hog Barbecue.
Ooh, love it from the Dukes of Hazzard.
South Plainfield.
Okay.
Great open grill. Looks like they got like three different racks on the grill here, outdoors and everything. I mean, just imagine the smells just from being near there.
Tremendous.
Looks great. Let's see. Pulled Fork Barbecue.
Pulled Fork. I like the name.
That's in Long Valley.
A hike from here.
Pulled pork sandwiches, smoked meat, great presentation. Oh, yeah, of course. But you know what? Sometimes you got to go the distance for a little barbecue.
Well, I like that too, because for a lot of people that are visiting the Jersey Shore now, they're listening and they're like, hey, that's our spot. We're down here having a nice vacation, but hey, check out what we got up there.
And they'll be able to share it with people like us who live at the shore. They're like, hey, you know what? Next time you're up there,
gas up the car and off you go.
Road trip. Or, you know what? Taking a trip up to North Jersey or in some cases to South Jersey, you're like, you know what? We're in the area. Let's go check this out.
Done. Done and done.
Pork Chops BBQ Portuguese Churrascaria. It's in Flemington and Ewing. They got two spots set up.
I'm just trying to think what would be the closest. I'm assuming Ewing. Because Flemington, well, anyway, okay.
Yeah, I guess it depends where you're at. I mean, it's kinda, probably more so Ewing from, around
would be closer,
here.
Right?
Yeah,
I would think.
Yeah, Mercer County. Yeah. Bearded One Barbecue.
Bearded One.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that?
Some great looking ribs. That is in Monroe Township along Route 33.
Okay, a little bit closer. Okay. Then I'm writing this down. I'm not afraid to put gas in the car and check these places out.
Here's some good ones where you may not need to fill up on gas per se. Local Smoke BBQ. Six different locations for you to enjoy in Monmouth and Burlington County. They got locations in Cookstown, Neptune City, Red Bank,
I've seen Neptune.
Seagirt, Highlands, and Monmouth Park.
There it is. Nice. Nice, nice, nice.
So some good options there. Smokehouse Grill in Wall Township.
Okay.
It's another close one for you. Some brisket, burgers, pulled pork, ribs. What's next? Big Pink's
BBQ
in Bridgewater.
Okay. I know where that is, up by Bedminster. Excellent.
There you go.
Love that area.
Some pork belly for you. Jersey Shore BBQ and Catering in Point Pleasant Beach.
Okay.
It's another shore one for
nice
you.
Nice and local for us.
There
I
you
got
go.
It.
Woodchucks BBQ
Woodchuck.
In Point Pleasant Borough.
Okay.
Woodchucks. So some good BBQ places in Point Pleasant Borough and Point Pleasant Beach.
Okay. Going to have to take the train to Point Pleasant and check that out. Got it.
Jersey Joe's Barbecue and Grill. Some pulled pork there. That's in Garwood.
A little bit of a journey. Okay. Sounds good.
Mutiny BBQ Company. Asbury Park.
There it is. Nice.
Former coworker of mine who runs that place, a guy named Tom.
You know what? I know that.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, I've heard great things.
Shout out to Tom Dumphy.
He also a musician as well? Am I wrong?
I think he does play some music.
You see? Very talented.
Monty's BBQ in Atlantic Highlands.
Okay.
Done just right. I mean, these are some really good looking ribs, Dave.
I see that.
Shore Points BBQ. Oh, the ribs. It's in Point Pleasant Beach.
Another Point Pleasant shout out.
Okay. Harry's Smokin' BBQ. Let me channel my Jim Carrey here. Smokin'. Harry's Smokin' Barbecue in Tom's River. We got just Smokey's BBQ along LBI. It's in Surf City. So good place to check out when you're on the island. 1911 Smokehouse BBQ. It's in Trenton.
Give that name one more time.
1911 Smokehouse BBQ.
Okay.
Riverside Barbecue in Riverside.
That makes sense.
It's a good one. More Than Q.
More Than Q. Okay.
I feel like that's taken from some sort of song. What was it? Who sings that? That 80s song? More Than Words.
More than
it's like a soft rock.
I know what you're saying. It'll come to me.
I'm drawing a blank on who
more
sings
than
that.
Wasn't it late 80s?
I don't think it's called More Than Words. I know they say it in the song.
I think it is called More Than Words.
Is it?
It's a guitar. It's like
like that acoustic.
Acoustic. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay.
Yeah. Do some
more
research,
than
people.
Words. Okay.
Also, we're getting that song stuck in people's
heads.
Exactly. That's in Princeton.
Okay.
So more than Q
Ewing,
in Princeton.
You got a lot of
we're
good
covering
spots
a lot of
in
ground
that direction.
Here.
Okay.
Back Alley Barbecue is in Pensauken.
Pensauken. Where is Pensauken?
What is that? It's North Jersey.
Is that North Jersey? Okay.
I've never
been.
No, I'm sorry. In South Jersey. It's Camden County. I was thinking
Camden
of another
County.
Town.
Yeah, I was too. Okay, got it.
Oink and Moo. Barbecue and
I
burgers.
I like the name. They get an A for effort on the name
Moo.
There. I love it. Love it.
It's in Somerville.
Okay.
There you
That's
go.
That's near Bridgewater, near Bedminster.
And last one on this list, a little bit closer to where we're at right now, Smokey's Craft BBQ.
Smokey's Craft? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. With a C.
Okay.
It's in Bayville.
Bayville. Okay.
There you go.
That works.
Right, you know,
it's
not too far
there,
from here.
Buddy.
Yeah.
I like it.
And of course, we've given you the best Jersey Shore spots for great burgers, Jersey Shore bars, seafood restaurants, ice cream.
Oh, we're not fooling around.
So
here.
Much more. We got
food options
for you.
What's a good way to start the
you.
Day? Something to think about for
exactly.
Like, what am I going to have for dinner? Well, guess what? Barbecue. Well, it's funny because my family, I have family in Houston, Texas. And anytime
right.
I go to visit, that barbecue there is unbelievable. But I can only stay for a couple of days because I load up on as much barbecue as I possibly
can.
And then I get back on the plane. I'm like, all right, I need to go home and sweat this out. But
need to go on a veggie diet for
well,
a couple
it's
days.
Funny. So I'm spoiled having that type of barbecue in Texas. So I'm excited to go over this list here and pick off, especially in Point Pleasant, right in our backyard. Check
yeah.
out those spots.
And they got a lot of great seafood spots in that option,
oh, yeah.
as we discussed
yeah, no
last
joke.
Week with Point Pleasant Beach Mayor Paul Kenitra. A
lot of great places.
So yeah, he declared seafood capital in New Jersey.
And
they do. They have a lot
he,
of an amazing seafood restaurants
barbecue.
In Point Beach.
Next time we talk to him, we're going to be like, hey, yeah. you've got some nice barbecue spots there.
Going to have Mayor Kenitra on again soon.
There it is.
Well, we wanted to give you some options. And, of course, you can check
something
them all out.
Something to think about.
943thepoint.com. You can go to the Short Time of Vin and Dave tab. I've got all the food articles for you, the bars and dessert places. Got options.
Yeah.
You know what? Just go to these articles, and you could essentially build out your dinner options for a week and dessert.
And you know what you do? This is what I would do, thinking about barbecue. Is like, all right, let me, over the next bit of time, weeks, check out one a week. There you go. And then just take your time and, because I love to, let's say there's barbecue like we're talking about. Well, I want to try here and I want to try there. And now you've given us the list to do so. So I'm excited.
Right on.
And I will report back to you what I think.
There we go. You know what? We should ask our listeners here this morning to report to us too, because we...
You know what? That's a great idea.
Not just what you're grilling at your house. I mean, have you been to any of these barbecue spots that we mentioned this morning?
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
Have you been to a barbecue spot in New Jersey that you're like, you guys should add this to the list and go check
it
out?
A little small place we're not aware of.
Yeah.
Or a new place.
We want to give people options.
Yeah.
You know, wherever you're at in New Jersey, we want to give you different places to go.
Jersey
and different kind of food
great
to check out.
For different types of food, especially barbecue. That's one of those things that, like, you know what? When you get good barbecue, good beans, forget it. It's just good stuff. Good
and
eating.
I especially love the places too.
I love good
too.
Beans like, too with the barbecue. Do you feel the same way?
I do like
beans.
Yeah. It's like the perfect
like
compliment.
Spicy baked beans. Yeah.
I don't know about spicy for me, but I am with you on the bean train.
Okay. No, I'm a spicy guy. I love spicy. So if the beans can be spicy with the barbecue, I'm in good shape. And maybe a little corn on the cob, like a little one.
I do. I do enjoy a good corn on the cob.
Good compliment, if you will.
Yeah. A little butter on it.
Yeah.
Just enough to sweeten it up a little
bit. Uh-huh.
Give us your best
salt.
Food options for the summer. Shortime at townsquaremedia.com. We're going to take a quick break, come back, give you some different activities and events that are coming up that you can go check out. And then we're going
to,
I guess it's more of our guest trying to help everybody laugh a little bit this morning.
Some giggles, yeah. We're
Vic
coming
DiPotato,
out with some giggles.
The famous Jersey comedian. He's got a bunch of Jersey shows coming up. Vic DiPotato joining us this morning on Short Time with Vin and Dave to, of course, have a good time with us, talk about his shows. He's also going to be in a new show coming up with a,
looking
from
forward
what I
to
hear,
that, yes.
a pretty spectacular
good
cast.
Good cast. Great cast.
There you go. More Short Time with Vin and Dave on the way. 94.3 The Point, sponsored by Shoreline Wealth Management.
Hey, this is Tony Gaga. You need a radio guy. You got to go to the radio guys that I go to. Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point.
Whether you are in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity. Shoreline's system is straightforward. They will understand your financial circumstances, identify goals, analyze current plans, and customize a path to position you to reach your goals. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA. SIPC.
Hey, this is Frankie Pantangeli. You should be listening to Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Yes! Oh!
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is comedian Big D Potato. How long out of wait? for you to tune in to Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave, Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you. As we move along here on Sunday morning.
That's,
you know what? Oink, that Oink and Moo barbecue spot that we mentioned in the opening segment.
Uh-huh.
There we go. Move along.
Look at you. Clever. I like
there
that.
There we go.
Very nice.
We also got the Smokin' reference.
Smokin'.
Love that movie. Well, we got some events to send your way as you prepare your calendars for the week ahead. Some events coming up. First, we want to mention the big one going on this morning in a couple hours' time. The 8th annual 5K 2-2 Run or Walk Trot by Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer. Of course, we had Andrea Verdone-Gorsigner and Sue Funk on Short Time recently to discuss this big event coming up a couple months back. Taking place simultaneously this morning in Trumbull, Connecticut, and Middletown, over at Middletown High School South. You still have time. And, of course, if you didn't register up until this morning, that's cool.
It's okay.
You're definitely welcome to go up, sign up, and I think they'll still be able to give you a T-shirt and a tutu
nice.
As well.
Very nice.
So head over to Middletown High School South this morning for the Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer 2-2 5K run or walk to help raise money for children battling cancer, some money going to the Children's Brain Tumor Network over at CHOP. You can go to InfiniteLoveForKidsFightingCancer.org for some of the information, but head over to Middletown High School South this morning. Race times and everything getting underway at 9 o'clock this morning over at Middletown High School South. So go check out, go support, take some pictures. If you're unable to make it over there this morning and you're still doing a run or a walk, wherever you're at in Jersey, take some pictures and video, send it to them as well. Really amazing event. By Andrea Verdone-Gorsigner and her team at Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer. So go check them out, InfiniteLoveForKidsFightingCancer.org. That 5K 2-2 trot run walk today. For all the updates and information with anything happening this morning, just go to their website, InfiniteLoveForKidsFightingCancer.org. Some other events coming up, Dave. Today, Summer Wishes at the Jersey Shore. It's this afternoon. Make-A-Wish New Jersey hosting its Summer Wishes at the Jersey Shore live music event.
Nice.
At a place that we mentioned recently on one of our food lists, Reef and Barrel.
Oh, good spot.
Seagirt Avenue in Manasquan starting at 4 p.m. Vocalist Michael Patrick Dominic of Wall Township is joined by nearly a dozen additional talented musicians and accompanying singers from throughout New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut.
Okay.
Go to nj.wish.org/reefandbarrel. Tomorrow, Dave, Holiday Express Golf Classic taking place at the Deal Golf and Country Club with two shotgun starts, 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. You can go at holidayexpress.org. Saturday, June 17th, is the Red Bank Classic 5K charity event. The Red Bank River Center hosting the event in downtown Red Bank starting at 8:30 a.m. to benefit the Red Bank Family YMCA. Go to redbankclassic.com for more information. And pause for a cause, Dave.
I like it. Okay.
Associated Humane Society is hosting their Pause for a Cause adoption event at the Anderson and Campbell Funeral Home, Main Street in Toms River, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., featuring animals up for adoption from our friends over at the Popcorn Park Zoo.
Nice.
There will be a mobile groomer on hand.
Oh, very cool.
So it's maybe something for Ruben.
I was going to say, yes, yes, yes.
Providing complimentary nail trims and ear cleaning, too.
Oh, that's important.
There
good.
You go. 732-349-5700. You can call that number for more info. One more event to mention coming up this month that we have. Summer Brew 2023.
Summer Brew.
There you go. There you go.
You
a little
like that,
Sinatra.
Huh?
Uh-huh. Saturday, June 24th, Island Heights Volunteer Fire Company number one holding and hosting their Summer Brew 2023 at the Wanamaker Municipal Complex in Island Heights, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. That's June 24th. Big time selection, Dave, of foreign, domestic, and local craft beers, food trucks, live entertainment from the Face to Face Band as well.
Okay. Very
so
nice.
Got some things to go enjoy over the next few weeks.
I like it.
And what else? Well, we want to hear from you. Shorttime at townsquaremedia.com. Let us know what events are going on. They could be educational events, nonprofit events, family fun events, comedy events. You know, let us know what's going on, and we want to help spread the word to everybody out there at the Jersey Shore here.
Oh, awesome. There's so many great things. So I like that we do this each week, get people caught up on different events. And of course, if there's something going on that we need to know about to put it out to the listening audience, reach out to us.
Absolutely. We want to hear from you and help relay that word. ShortTimeAttownSkirtMedia.com. More Short Time with Vin and Dave is on the horizon.
Yes, it is.
And it is a horizon right in front of us, because we're going to take a quick break, and then Vic DiPetito is going to be joining us.
Yes, looking forward to
Vic
that conversation.
So Vic is at that sunrise here on Sunday morning, right?
Or, yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Try to paint a picture here anyway. Vic's going to give us some laughs, talk about what he's up to, and includes some Jersey stops on his comedy tour
this
summer.
Have a nice cup of coffee, have a nice conversation.
Who wants coffee?
Exactly, we do.
I don't want to try to do it like Vic, because Vic could do it like Vic. You know,
we're setting it up.
He did do a spot for us last time he was on the show. Let's see if we could find it here as we go to break. More Short Time with Vin and Dave. 94.3 The Point, sponsored by Shoreline Wealth Management.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is comedian Vic DiPetito. You're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Who wants coffee? Anybody want coffee?
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way on your path to financial freedom. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shoreline Wealth Management, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you. With us here this morning is Vic DiPetito, the comedian and producer of such outstanding and hilarious videos. He's on tour, stand-up comic. He's got some Jersey shows lined up that we're going to discuss. And of course, welcoming him back onto the show, we're going to talk about all things Jersey and beyond as well. Vic, loved having you on. Last time around, love having you back on here. Thanks for taking out the time.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. I love coming on here. I love what I do, and I love my Jersey fans. They never let me down.
There we go.
There it is.
Especially here at the Jersey Shore. We're all at the shore here enjoying the summer, the beginning of the summer.
Yes, let's hope this Canadian smoke isn't going to ruin people's plans in the Jersey Shore. I think it's going to clear up. But then again, it's always something. I mean, then you pick up the news, there's dead whales and dolphins floating ashore. What the hell's going on? What is next? A locust invasion? What's going on over there?
So it's like it's signs of the apocalypse in New Jersey.
Yeah, but Jersey people, like, you know, you'll never see the last hurricane really was what? Sandy? Because could you imagine a hurricane in Jersey? I could picture like two Guidos in Belmar on the shore actually, hey, hurricane, yeah, your mother was a cyclone.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, the water is getting rough. I mean, it's cold right now, and then you get those rough waters over the summer too with people doing things that they shouldn't be doing in the summer, you know, thinking that they're invincible.
Well, you just said it. You just said it. I mean, when you're told that there's no lifeguards and there's possible riptide, You know how you don't drown in a riptide? You don't go in the ocean when it says riptide and there's no lifeguards.
I think there's a lot of logic behind that. That's true.
Seems to make sense.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know.
And then we got
entitlement in this country is just out of control. Just listen to the authorities and you'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. That's why the lifeguards are there at the beach, and then everybody's saying, "Hey, don't dig deep holes in the sand. Don't go into the rip currents. Just be smart and be safe. Be cautious."
Every summer, you know, stupid people and the summertime is a bad combination. You know, you read about these people, they forget their kids and pets in the car. I mean, you know, right away they should go to jail, no questions asked, you know, and then they should be punished. They should wear a gorilla suit, and then we should lock them in a car and see how they like it.
That's true. You're right. No, that's something you never want to leave an animal locked in a car with the hot temperatures. Absolutely not.
Or a small kid either.
Of course, a small kid.
It's mind-boggling, you know, when this stuff keeps happening with people leaving pets or kids in hot cars or out in the hot sun or heat.
It's every summer. Yeah, at least the winter. I thought I liked the winter. I like the winter for that reason. It keeps the mutants indoors.
And then we got the summertime where everybody's out and about and trying to fight through lines to get on rides or to get their favorite food on the boardwalk and everything else, and trying to drive through traffic on the parkway or the turnpike or 195.
Then there's road rage. They film it. It goes on TMZ. It goes viral. But meanwhile, I do a video where I hold a cigar and a glass of wine, and I'm punished because they say you're not allowed to use tobacco products and alcohol products. It's crazy. The world is upside down.
And you mentioned it last, I think the last time around, you were like, sometimes people in Jersey either drive like Steve McQueen or like the little lady in Ferris Bueller.
Unbelievable. They should change the name of the Garden State Parkway to the Autobahn. They don't understand that the right lane is for the slow drivers, the middle lane is to travel, and the left lane is to pass.
To pass, right.
How hard is that? Huh? You know, when I look in my... It's like Top Gun. You look in your rearview mirror, and they're right on top of you. Like, what do you want from me? I'm in the right. Just go around me.
Well, yeah, then you can get, like, Maverick in your rearview mirror there, or... What was Val Kilmer's character?
Not Goose, right? Oh. No. Iceman. Iceman. Yes, Iceman.
Iceman.
That's it.
Well, Iceman in Jersey was a mob hitman.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Oh, there you go. Learn something new every day.
What was his name? Kuklusky? He was part of the whole crew up there in North Jersey.
Okay.
They did a movie about him. They did the movie.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, The Sopranos based on the North Jersey mob.
That's true. Right?
Jimmy Hoffa is somewhere.
I tell you, only in Jersey. The other day I did the Channel 12 New Jersey News, and only in New Jersey, the weatherman looks like Tony Soprano. I forgot his name. You ever see James Gregorio?
Oh, yeah, James Gregorio. Oh,
okay. Okay.
He looks just like Tony Soprano. It's hilarious.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, I didn't meet him. He wasn't there, but the rest of the staff was really very nice. It was fun.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, definitely. They got to
do a nice broadcast.
Yeah, really great news anchors and reporters and everybody else out there. News 12's got a good team.
I'm in Jersey 16 years now. I like it here. I really do. You know, I'm just tired of all the jokes. You tell somebody from Jersey, oh, what exit? Oh, so Jersey is the only state that has exits?
Yeah, the only one. The only state.
What does that mean? What are you talking about?
Well, I think
trying to label you.
The less patience I have with people.
I think basically people think that it's the parkway, and what exit off the parkway determines, you know, where you are in Jersey.
Yeah, where you live.
And that's it. That's the only way to determine the areas.
And apparently where you live and what you're like.
Right, exactly.
Boy. God forbid you say you live in central Jersey. Oh, my God. That's like a mortal sin.
Yeah, there was that whole debate last year whether, does Central Jersey exist, or is it just North Jersey and South Jersey?
Everything, every state, every object, everything has a central, a north, and a south, and an east, and a west. You know, that's like, I'd rather talk sauce and gravy than that stupid argument.
That's true. Yeah, that makes sense.
And where do you stand on sauce versus gravy, Vic?
You know what I say? I say people call it whatever the hell you want to call it. Does it taste good? Just eat it and shut up.
There you go.
There you go. That's fair enough.
The old school people say that if it has meat in it, then it's gravy.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
There you go.
But to me, that's bolognese.
Oh, that's true.
Right, which is pretty good in itself.
You see how complicated this is?
Yeah, I know. I'm actually taking notes. I'm writing this down.
Well,
that's why I try to avoid that whole conversation.
I always thought gravy is the stuff you put on, like, roast beef, and then sauce is what you put in, you know, your spaghetti and meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And if you look at a can of tomato sauce, it says tomato sauce, not tomato gravy.
Right.
That's true. Good point.
It's a similar argument to the pork roll versus... Taylor Ham. It's Taylor Ham's pork roll, It's not one or the other.
Very true.
And even on like the generic brands, they just say pork roll.
Right. Because that's what it is.
Well, you know what? I put them both on my sandwich. How's that?
There it is. Nice.
Cover it all. Pork roll, egg, and cheese.
Done.
Well, I'm hungry now.
Now I'm getting hungry too.
Let's all go out for breakfast later.
You know, I could eat breakfast three times all day. I love breakfast. And I never knew that Jersey has the most diners in any other state. I never knew that.
I was just going to say that. What is your favorite breakfast?
The whole nine yards. Scrambled eggs with bacon, blueberry pancakes, fries,
nice.
And toast. Everything. I love breakfast.
There you go. Breakfast for dinner, too.
Yes. A lot of times I'll make an omelet. I'll make blueberry pancakes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Good idea. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes switch it up. Maybe have dinner for breakfast, too. You get a, you know.
Yeah, just don't have linguine with white clam sauce for breakfast. That doesn't work.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I could see that not going well.
Definitely not.
Oh, goodness. Vic, I know you've put out a lot of great videos and some new ones of late, including about some of the wildfires lately. And I tell you, you know, during the week, over on Wednesday, it felt like the worst. You know, I had was just driving on 195 for a while, had the AC going in my truck, and still I felt some of those fumes seeping in, and my eyes were burning. Couldn't walk like 10 feet without coughing.
They said New York City had the worst air quality ever.
Yeah.
Oh, it was terrible.
So I made a video. You know, I don't know if you remember Bread and Milk. Remember that video?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It showed the panic. You know, the guy's panicking. So I do want it, these panic videos have been coming. Every time there's like a natural disaster, that's when I come up with a panic video, like the murder hornets. I did one for the murder hornets. I did one for COVID. I did one for Delta and Corona.
Thunder snow.
Locust invasion, anything. So now I did one for the smoke. And it's just, I'm just having fun. It's a joke. Don't take these too serious. There's a portion of this country, I don't understand. You know, like when I do the Yankee locker room videos.
Oh yeah.
Some people think I'm really talking to the Yankees. I'm not. I'm in my office. I put a Yankee banner behind me. I put the hat on, the jersey. I'm pretending. Wow. Let me tell you. No, these people live amongst us. This is scary. Very scary.
What is your take on the way the Yankees have been playing to start the year, or where they're at right now?
I don't understand the injuries. Look, I'm 62. I'm old school. I go back to, you know, Jackson and Munson and Nettles and Chambliss. It was a different time. The analytics has, to me, my opinion, has ruined the game. They're changing rules to make the game 20 minutes quicker. The bases are bigger now. They're calling the mound the bump. Would you just shut up and call it the pitcher's mound? And exit velocity to me is when I got to go to the bathroom, if I go to the Taco Bell. That's exit velocity. These injuries. I don't understand these injuries. I love Judge. That was a great catch.
Yeah.
And again, Dodger Stadium, man. Why wasn't there padding in the bottom of that? It's just,
right.
I don't know. Half the payroll's all injured. They should play in a hospital instead of a stadium.
all these muscle injuries. It's all a lot of hamstring injuries alone.
How about Tanaka? Remember that time he ran to first and he pulled both hands? How do you pull your muscle running to first? I don't know. I don't get it.
I guess just going all out.
Stanton, he's on the team 2 months. He's in the injured list. That's another thing. Used to be the now they changed it to the IL. Used to be the DH. Now it's the IL.
Oh, yeah, DL to the IL.
The DL, right. The DL, please. I don't know. The game has changed. It's not the same game when I was growing up.
Have you been to any games yet this season or plan on going to any this summer?
No, not this year. Last year, I don't mean to sound like a cheap person, but I only go if I'm offered free tickets because it pisses me off that I got to get Ajita and sit on the Major Deegan. And then when I'm at the game, I'm worrying about hitting traffic. If someone doesn't send a car or give me free tickets, I got spoiled. Because I'm friends with Phil Cuzzi. He's a major league umpire.
Oh, that's right.
He's the one that threw out Scherzer. for the sticky stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know, I did a show in Belleville a few years ago. He was at a private, you know, it was a function. Joe Torre did a speech, and I had to follow Joe Torre. That was rough. The whole crowd starts walking out. I stood in a chair. I'm like, oh, what am I, a mirage? So that's it. After Joe Torre, you go home. And they all came back in. I crushed. So Phil Cuzzi became friends, and he said, if you have any tickets, let me know when I'm doing a game at Yankee Stadium. And I said, you know what? Why not? I emailed him. Said, yeah, two tickets will be at Will Call. So I brought my daughter. He took us on the field. We met the Angels were playing, and they were doing batting practice. I met Albert Pujols and Mike Trout. It was real nice.
Nice.
And then Phil, he pulls me aside. He says, Vic, you want to go in the locker room? So I tell my daughter, I'm like, Victoria, we're going in the Yankees locker room. He took us to the umpire's locker room.
Hey, welcome on in.
Daddy, sure.
Daddy. Yeah, my daughter said, Daddy, you should have seen your face drop.
It's an unexpected turn. You're like, you think you're going to the Yankees clubhouse,
right, exactly,
and checking out the umpire's room instead.
And I walk in, I'm like, what do you say? I'm like, oh, wow, Phil, that's a nice chest protector. What do I say?
This room is amazing.
Yes, spacious.
Phil, if you're listening, I love you. You know that.
One visitation of the umpire's room is enough lifetime, right?
You don't need any more.
Let me tell you, all kidding aside, that umpire's locker room is beautiful. It's like a five-star hotel. It's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Very nice.
Doing it right. It could be like the scene from Naked Gun where all of a sudden you just borrow the umpire's outfit and go out there and call balls and strikes, right, Vic?
Strike.
Oh, one of my favorite movies.
That's Enrique Palazzo.
Yes. Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
And the umpires have him in a rundown.
How about when he goes to the bathroom and he's got the microphone?
Oh, yeah.
Great movie.
Airplane. That's a movie, no matter when it comes on, I got to stop and watch it.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen him in a bunch of things, but it's always like a little of that dry humor, too. I feel like it's always fun to enjoy. His delivery is on point.
Well, he was the captain in the Poseidon Adventure. Remember that at the very beginning?
That's right. Great call. Yeah. I forgot about that.
He's got the binoculars, and you see the tidal wave coming. That was like his only serious role, I think.
Oh, wow. That's right.
Yeah.
Forgot.
Yeah. Yep.
Vic, what are your thoughts on, like, movie remakes? I feel like there's a lot of movies that are being remade now or shows. I think there's, like, a show on Netflix now, The Lincoln Lawyer, which doesn't include Matthew McConaughey from the movie and everything. Do you think that, like, remakes of movies or shows are getting out of hand?
Yes, they're running out of ideas. I mean,
it seems like that.
They redid The Honeymooners. How do you?
You can't.
Just stop, please. Just stop. Like I said, I'm old school. I don't like change sometimes. But my manager says the only thing worse than change is no change. But certain movies, just leave them alone. Stop it.
I couldn't agree with you more.
It lacks creativity. It's like you can't come up with new ideas.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I like the behind the scenes. Have you seen The Offer?
I don't think
no.
so.
What's up with that?
Guys, please listen to me. It's a documentary. It's the making of The Godfather.
Oh, wow.
It shows what they had to go, and the actors that they got to play Pacino and Coppola look just like it. Trust me, you're going to love it.
Wow.
It shows what they had to go through with the mob, with Joe Colombo.
I'm writing this down.
The mafia didn't allow. They said they weren't allowed to say the word mafia, and if you watch the movie, they never say mafia. Hmm. But it's a great, all the behind the scenes, the stories about James Caan and Brando. It's you got to see it. The Offer.
And is that like a Netflix thing? Or
I think it's on Netflix. I just Google it. I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check it out. Yeah, that's
everybody that watches it says they just loved it.
I'm going to check that out now, and that's fantastic. Thanks for the heads up.
I feel like The Godfather is one of those movies that everybody has to see, yet every once in a while, Vic, I think we all run into somebody who says, I've never seen The Godfather, or I guess even in a rare case, I didn't like The Godfather.
When somebody says they never saw The Godfather, I turn into Pacino. I tell them, you're nothing to me now. You're not a friend. You're not a brother.
You at least got to see the first two. I mean, third one, I guess, you want to go all the way and, you know, go be the hardcore Godfather fan.
I got one stupid friend. He says he saw one in three. I said, how do you,
well, how do you
one
do that?
Three? I mean, do you at least know you're an idiot? You want to tell this guy?
How do you skip two with De Niro?
I mean, some might say that two is the best. You know?
Yeah, I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, well, to me, one and two is one movie.
Right.
And you watch it, because you could buy the trilogy. It shows everything in order.
In order, I love that, yes.
Oh, my God. How great was that?
I love it. No, that was really good.
Didn't they, like, recut the third one recently, where they just, like, made an extended version?
They should just cut it, left it on the floor.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, that was Coda, something like that it was called.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Is that right? Okay. Yeah, no, I love when they do it in the sequence that it's supposed to be, where two, how they put it all together so the sequence goes according to how the movie would flow.
You don't see time Pacino frame. To like, you don't see Pacino till like halfway into the trilogy.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all De Niro at the beginning when the young Don Corleone.
Yeah, right.
If I was on an island stranded and I had three movies, it'd be The Godfather, Goodfellas,
Goodfellas.
And Raging Bull. Raging Bull to me, that it's just a masterpiece.
It is. It totally is.
Those are three iconic movies.
And Bronx Tale. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yep. There you go. There. That's a good one.
What about favorite comedy? Like, you just can only have one.
Wow.
Tough questions here in the morning.
You ain't kidding. Wow.
I threw a fastball at you. I'll let you go with a couple. Give us a couple comedies.
That's a curveball. I have to throw Trains, Planes, and Automobiles in there.
Oh, okay. I like that one. Yeah.
Good call.
Easy Money.
Okay.
Okay.
Jesus, wow. Airplane.
Well, there you go. Okay, I'll go with that.
Write it down, people. Check out it.
Work Hard. Walk Hard with John C. Reilly.
Oh.
Judd Apatow did it. Work Hard.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah,
not familiar. Yeah. I'll check that out.
It's that sarcastic, real stupid. Yeah, that's something like that. Work Hard or something like John C. Reilly. Hilarious.
I have to check that one out. Yeah, I do like John C. Reilly. He's put in a bunch of good stuff. Step Brothers included.
Oh, my God. There's a meme with the other guy.
Oh, Will Ferrell?
Will Ferrell, where he's screaming.
Yeah.
he's on the Garden State Parkway or something. They're showing exits, and it says when you have to take an exit, a new job. Shut up! Can't you see? I'm upset. Something like that. And he's screaming. It's really hilarious.
I feel like I've seen a couple of those. Yeah, those are good.
That's another thing about driving in Jersey. If you miss an exit on the turnpike, you're screwed.
Oh,
you
forget it.
You got to go to Pennsylvania and make a U-turn.
There it is. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's like all of a sudden you're coming up on an exit or whatever. You're like, I was supposed to get off there.
How about the Borgata? You ever try going to the Borgata?
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. If you miss it,
It's like Emerald City. You could see it in the distance. Your car looks like it's going to hit the Borgata, and then you wind up in Brigantine.
Yep.
Spins you around a little bit.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, all the different turns and U-turns and everything in Jersey. I feel like that's something when people come to Jersey, they're like, oh, you guys have U-turns.
Well, the jug handle. That's
the jug handle, yeah.
To get used to the jug handle. See, the whole trick to driving in Jersey, wherever you go, you got to pass it first.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, there's Home Depot. There it is. There it goes. How the hell do I get to the other side of Route 9? My wife's like, okay, we'll go to Target. I'm like, is it on this side of the road? I'm not doing the merry-go-round thing.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's the other thing. You have to drive like half a mile or so. Just to get to a spot to turn around and get to the other side of the road.
It's not pleasant.
Exactly. Look, I've been all over the country. Nowhere is perfect.
Oh, sure. What are some things you think are good? What are some things you enjoy about New Jersey in the summertime? Some things that lead to you creating some kind of video to kind of shake your head?
I do like the Jersey Shore, but look, I hope nobody gets offended, but, you know, to me, the ocean has to be blue.
Mm.
I love walking the boardwalk and going to the shops and the restaurants, but for me to go in water, it's since I've been to Turk and Caicos, I got spoiled.
Oh yeah. I can imagine.
My favorite restaurant is in Belmar, La Dolce Vita. It's right in the ocean. It's just, you know, I like where I am. You know, where I'm located, I could shoot to Manhattan in an hour. I could shoot to the shore in 40 minutes. I'm in a nice spot here. I really am. You go like a mile away, there's farms and, you know, coming from Brooklyn to Staten Island, this is like the country for me.
Yeah, there you go.
Good point.
Yeah, no, I get your point, though. I feel like every time you see pictures of, like, a beach in the Caribbean or whatever else, or it's like it looks pristine and perfect.
Yeah.
You're like, I wish we had that water up here.
Right, exactly.
Even Florida now, they're saying there's a flesh-eating bacteria.
Oh, geez.
That's not good. Cow. Nobody wants that.
What the hell's going on?
You know, nice sand, nice water.
Yeah, that's my next frantic video, going to the beach in Florida. I'll come out of the ocean with like half an arm.
Oh boy, we don't want that.
Like creating a scene from the X-Men movies.
Oh boy. Actually, I never knew this too about Jersey. Jaws was based on a story about a guy got attacked by a shark in Jersey on the shore.
Oh, wow.
I'd heard that. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. Google it. Yep.
There we go.
What would we do without Google?
Probably, being from Jersey, it was probably a loan shark.
Ba-dum-bum-bum.
Ba-dum-bum-bum. I'll be here all week. Try there the veal. It's the best in the city.
There we go. Everybody, try the veal. Vic, I know you have some Jersey shows coming up, including at the end of the month. Thursday, June 29th through Saturday, July 1st at Uncle Vinny's.
No, Thursday got canceled because I'm going to a premiere. We'll talk about that in a minute. So it's just June 30th and July 1st at Uncle Vinny's. And then the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, July 21, 22. And then I'm going to be at Uncle Vinny's again, August 10, 11, 12.
Hmm.
And then I can't wait for the Hard Rock Casino, October 6th and 7th.
Oh, wow. That's great.
There you go.
And get your tickets early because, like I said before, Jersey never lets me down. My shows sell out fast.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people love heading to a lot of your shows wherever they're at in Jersey.
My fans are the most loyal, supportive. It's amazing. Like when I'm on stage, the people are yelling out bits from my act. It's like,
oh, that's
like
great.
I'm getting requests now. I'm getting heckled by my own material.
I'm assuming like either the bread and milk or the coffee one are probably the two most common requests, I guess, you would get at a show?
Yes. Yes, exactly. You hit it on the head. They yell out bread and milk. Who wants coffee? Now, who wants coffee? Now, people are using that audio all over the social media. Now, I don't mind. It's good exposure. But it would be nice if they, you know, gave me credit, you know. It's just, you know, in the right-hand corner, just put Vic DiBattista's voice. That, you know, that would be nice, but...
Yeah, give Vic some love.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
And you have your own line of coffee, too, right?
Yes, you can get that on my website, VicDiBattista.net. I got K-cups, I got regular... hazelnut and dark roast.
Oh, love it.
And I see you're giving out certain orders a free 6-pack of toilet paper too.
Absolutely. It's got my face on the toilet paper.
That's great.
There you go. See, a little marketing
gift. You good novelty. You having company, throw that in the bathroom, see what they say.
You got some great merchandise off the website too. So a lot of great Vic DiBattista material here: shirts, sweatshirts, coffee mugs.
Yes, and if you bring them to a show, I'll gladly sign it for you. You know, I really, you know, I do meet and greets. Now let me explain about the meet and greets. A lot of people you know, they is there a meet and greet at this particular venue? Every venue's different. Now, like the Hard Rock Casino, it's obvious you can't have a meet and greet for a theater that size.
Right.
So I always tell people, whatever venue you purchase your tickets, just see if there's a meet and greet option. But you got to pay extra for that because, you know, you can't have a meet and greet for 1,200 people. So it's a liability, and, you know, they want to, you'll never get out of there. Now,
right.
Small places like Uncle Vinny's and Stress Factory, that's no problem. I'll stand right outside the club. There's no VIP tickets, and I'll stand right outside as people are leaving. I'll shake every hand and take every picture. You know, it comes back to you when you're nice to your fans.
Oh, sure. People love that. And then it's a great way to grow a following just by being good to people.
I'm very approachable. If you see me at Wegmans or Labote's or any other place, just not when I'm having dinner with my wife. Please don't do that when I'm about to put a fork in my mouth and you sit down. I had a lady actually sit down at the table, me and my wife. And
she said,
my smoke just come out of my wife's ears. And she goes, I don't mean to bother you. And then they bother you.
Yeah, I know. I love when people say, I don't mean to do this, it's but just, yet you're doing it.
It's like, are you, I'm eating. I'm eating here. What the,
right.
it's almost thing. like an apology before you actually do it.
But you say you don't like to do it, then don't do it.
And then that person will turn around and tell 10 people,
right.
Oh, Big D Potato, he forgot where he came from. No, I didn't. You have no manners.
You forgot where you came from with with the lack of manners. No, you're right.
Exactly. You know, I've been on both sides of this. I've been the regular person seeking a celebrity, and I don't consider myself a celebrity, but people, whatever. To me, Paul McCartney's a celebrity.
There you go.
But I see both sides of it. I can understand how certain celebrities get in, but like I said, you can approach me anytime, just not when I'm having dinner with my wife.
No, I get that.
Yeah, it's time for yourself and for time with you and your wife, too. Just a little private time on the side.
I had a guy come to my house.
Oh, wow.
Listen to this story, because you could find out where anybody lives. You could find out, like a punch in, where does Bruce Springsteen live? He lives 20 minutes from me. I never go bother the guy. So I'm in the backyard. I'm hosing down, you know, I'm Italian. I like to hose everything down every morning. And my wife comes out and says, Vic, there's some guy in the front. He's looking for you. I'm like, relax. Take it easy. So I go inside. I said, yeah, buddy, can I help you? Oh, yeah. I wanted to go to your show, but it was sold out. I'm like, so once again, I turn into Michael Corleone. Okay. I'm like, so you come to my house where my wife sleeps?
Where and my children play with their toys.
Now, he saw I was pissed. You know, he was a nice guy. He could have been like a Mark David Chapman. You know, what if this guy was some lunatic?
Yeah,
you know?
No, right.
So I said, buddy, look, I'll take a picture. Just let's put the street behind us, not my house.
Right.
You can't. He kept apologizing. I gave him a DVD and a shirt, and he left. But yeah, people, it's people are crazy, man.
That's like invasion of privacy, too.
Yeah, totally. Especially
going to your house, let alone, you know, interrupting your dinner out with your wife.
You know what the best is? I like when you're at it, like, I'm at a restaurant. I could see they're looking at me. Okay, no problem. And they're being cool. And then right before I leave, like, real quick, they'll whisper, hey, Vic, I just want to say I'm a big fan. I didn't want to bother you. That's it. How nice is that?
That is nice.
Oh, there you
That's
go.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. Respectful of your time and where you're at and everything.
Exactly. But I hate that line. Oh, you forget where you come from. I come from my mother. Don't forget the little people. I love the little people. I watch that show on TLC all the time.
Vic, what are some of the other projects or videos or movies or anything that you're working on right now?
Okay, here's the deal. I'm very excited. I'm sure a lot of people never heard of this, but I'm going to be in a show called Gravesend. Gravesend is a neighborhood in Brooklyn where I actually grew up, which is ironic. It's like the section of Bensonhurst. It's about the mob in the 1980s. I play a gangster, which was no stretch as far as acting. But as of now, the last I heard, it's going to air July 4th on Amazon Prime. That could change because everything changes from minute to minute, but I always keep my fans posted on the social media. But this is season one is on now. Now, not because I'm in season two, but season two is going to be much better. I could see they put more money in the production. Here's some of the people that are in it. Chaz Palminteri.
Oh, wow.
Armand DeSante. Mario Cantone. Fran Drescher. Ooh. William Forsythe. William DeMeo. Who else is in it? It's going to be great. I've seen clips of it so far. I'm in 3 episodes.
Nice.
And I can't wait. I wow. really can't.
Congratulations.
Yeah, definitely going to have to check this out.
You. I mean, since The Sopranos has been gone, there's nothing like this on TV anymore.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, I'm not saying this is going to be the next Sopranos, but it's going to come pretty close.
I love that. Fantastic.
That's awesome. Yeah, I can't wait. It's a great too. Cast with you, too.
Excellent cast.
You know, Dice Clay is in it, too.
Oh, wow.
Ah, there we go.
There you go. How'd you hold that one back?
Here's the irony in this. Now, I started with Dice Clay in 1981 at Pip's Comedy Club in Brooklyn. So here I am. I'm doing a scene with Dice Clay in a show named after a neighborhood that I grew up in. I mean, come on. What are the odds of that?
Oh, that's awesome. Great.
That's awesome.
Thing is, the premiere is, that's why Uncle Vinny's was canceled. The premiere is June 29th.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
That's awesome.
There we go.
Looking forward to that.
Vic, appreciate you taking out the time to come on to Short Time with us this morning to talk about your upcoming shows and this upcoming show that you're in as well. And, of course, talk about some Jersey with us as well. Really appreciate you taking out the time to come on with us.
Anytime. You know that. Just contact Russell and just hook it up.
There we go. That is comedian Vic DiPotato. You can go to his website, VicDiPotato.net, for merchandise, his tour dates, and so much more. And, of course, some coffee as well.
Get that coffee.
And
who
toilet.
Coffee? Anybody want coffee?
There it is. That is Vic DiPotato. More Short Time with Vin and Dave right after this. 94.3 The Point, sponsored by Shoreline Wealth Management.
Hi, this is Southside Johnny from the Asbury Jukes, and you are listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point, and I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Whether you are in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity. Shoreline's system is straightforward. They will understand your financial circumstances, identify goals, analyze current plans, and customize a path to position you to reach your goals. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA. SIPC.
Hey, yo, this is Rocky Balboa, you know. I listen to Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. For sure, because it's not too far from Philly. Yo, absolutely.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you as we put a bow on another
on
show,
another
Dave.
Another show.
This was a good one.
Great one.
We
funny,
gave people some barbecue options, some events coming up, and of course, we were just joined a few minutes ago by our special guest this morning, comedian Vic DiPotato, who's got some Jersey shows coming up this summer.
A lot going on. Very
yeah.
proud of him. Wow.
Yeah, and
good stuff.
In a new show that's coming out soon.
I'm going to be all over that
premiere
show.
Premiere at the end of the month.
That's right.
So we'll have you covered. 94.3thepoint.com. We'll have all the information you need from Vic. And if you missed any part of the conversation with Vic or want to listen again, we got you covered there as well, 94.3thepoint.com. So another show in the books, Dave. We're getting a little bit warmer.
We're moving and grooving. Love this.
I will say I want to take out a couple seconds here to just
please,
you know, give our thanks and appreciation to all the firefighters out there. Of course, we had the wildfire in Jackson during the week, which burned about 80 acres. And then on top of that, all the couple hundred wildfires from Canada coming down and right. affecting people's health and New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, all the way down to South Carolina and everything. So whether here in the United States or up in Canada, just kind of thinking about all the firefighters out there fighting
well
fires. And, of course,
absolutely.
Other fires that are taking place as well. So, you know, always appreciate everything the firefighters do. And I think this week kind of brings it all into perspective here with all the sacrifices that they have to make, all the work that
up.
Goes into it.
Oh, without a doubt.
So,
I have friends that are yeah. volunteers. I mean, the work that they do, and it's a situation like what we've been dealing with this past week with all the smoke and everything that you take a moment and be like, wow, think about these firemen and women that have to do this dangerous work to put these fires out and then everything else that goes along with it. Thank
yeah.
you so much for what you do.
So yeah, if you next time you see a firefighter, just thank them for what they do, for what they have done, and what they're what they will be doing to help keep
against,
us safe
yes.
and protect us, and you know put out all those fires, big ones, small ones.
Doesn't matter. Yeah,
firefighters, we thank you. We're always thinking about you.
Very much.
We appreciate all that you do. So big shout out to all the firefighters out there, near and far, and hopefully everybody else being safe as well as the smoke. Continues to clear out and fires are get put out as well. So that the air quality certainly continues to get better as well
right.
for us here at the Jersey Shore and certainly beyond that as well. So got a couple great guests coming on next week.
Yes, we do.
We have Seaside Heights Mayor Tony Vaz scheduled to join us
right.
and Manchester Mayor Robert Arachi joining us as well. So
great
getting
show.
Some Ocean County vibes out there, different things to do this
getting
summer.
411, I
some
love it.
Some big news coming on from a couple local mayors. So we got big things to do coming
up. Rolling
Email
up
us.
The sleeves, buddy. Love it.
Shortime at townsquaremedia.com. More Shortime with Vin and Dave a week from now, right here on 94.3 The Point, sponsored by Shoreline Wealth Management. Take care, everybody. Have a good one.
I tell you, I get no respect. No respect at all. But I do get respect on the Vin and Dave show on 94.3 The Point, okay? Work it out, all right? All right.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management understands that you are more than your money, and they strive to help you realize your best life as they align your finances with your goals. Best of all, Shoreline's straightforward approach will include you in the process. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.